step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really help her understand the gift of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And also to the power of your grace so that she can work in it effectively to war for your kingdom. I ask all these prayers in your Father's Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understand that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You need God's grace to carry you through persecution. And you're also going to see the opposite end of that of how God's grace just how things work, okay, when someone is rebellious and proud and just doesn't reverence him, and how they're handed over to temptation, okay? Just looking at examples of this from Scripture. This is 1 Kings chapter 12, starting at verse 3. It says here, this is after Solomon, okay? And he had like all this idolatry and stuff. And this is where the kingdom starts to break into two separate kingdoms. Okay. This is chapter 3. It says that sent and called unto him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam. And just to recap, Rehoboam is Solomon's son. He's the king after Solomon has died. Okay. The people didn't like the way that Solomon was like working them, okay? And so they're going to the new king, his son Rehoboam, and saying the following. Verse 4, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his yoke, his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed, and King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and he consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, which stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lay you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke, my father which chastised you with whips. My father hath chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the counsel. And forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to him after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform the saying which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Okay, so this was a judgment. Okay, God caused him to do that. Okay, to where he says, this is good counsel, okay, that the older men are giving him, but he is taking the younger men's counsel, which is not going to work, and it's God that's causing him to do it. Okay, I want to repeat that last verse. Okay. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Okay. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, because there's a lot more here to this verse. I'm going to leave it at that, okay, where you see very clearly scripture says that he is not listening to the counsel that's going to work. He's listening to the counsel that's not going to work, and it's God that's making him do it, okay? Very important to pay attention to that. I'm going to read that one more time. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite, okay, unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to it, she really humbles her heart and understands that you are God and that you have all power and authority over everything. And that she needs to humble her heart before you and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit and read your Bible from cover to cover. And she's done, reads it again. So she has a heart to just fulfill your will. Okay. And knows what you want to do and obeys you. Ask all these prayers, you Father, send Jesus' name. Amen.